So you're learning a bit about the country of your birth.
Mm-hmm.
And you were telling me before that you've been to China?
Yes, I have been to China.
How old were you when you went back?
11.
Oh, so that's pretty recent. Tell me about that trip.
I think 3 of the weeks we went to hometown for a week. My train got canceled to 8 a.m., so I didn't get to be there for a whole entire week. I got to be there for one day, and then I had an interview, and I got to go on TV. But then I got burnt before the interview, and then we left, and then we went to go see the Forbidden City, the Great Wall of China, the capital of China, and many more.
Okay, we need to rewind for a minute. Okay, I want to go back, number one, AAM. What's AAM?
We were supposed to leave there, I think, 8 p.m., and then we get to stay there for at least like a week, but then it got canceled, and we had to go to the other sites so we can have enough time to stay there. So we went there at 8 a.m. and then stayed there for a day and then had the interview, and then I saw my orphanage, and then I got burnt.
Okay, so the interview and the TV, what we need a little explanation. What was that about?
I get to go on TV to find my birth parents.
And so you went back to your province and you went to your orphanage. What province and orphanage were you from?
Bingbu.
Bingbu province. How do you spell it?
I don't know. I don't know.
And what orphanage? Do you remember the name?
No, I do not remember
the name. Okay, I'll ask your mom. So you went back to the orphanage. What was that like?
Weird, because it was modern. My sister had an old-fashioned city. I had a modern city.
Was that different from what you had expected?
Yeah.
What did you expect it would be like?
Like what my sister saw, like motorcycles everywhere, but there was cars.
And so the orphanage was modern. Was it big?
Yes, it was big. It was really tall.
And were people nice? Did you meet the IEs and the orphanage director and all that?
Mm-hmm. She got burnt too.
Okay, so one moment. We're going to get to the burning part, but now I'm interested in the TV interview part. How did that happen?
My mom said that we were going to have an interview, and I didn't know if it was going to be a reporter or a TV show. And then I saw that there was cameras, so I got to go on TV.
And so you were sort of explaining who you were and why you were there and that you would like to find your birth mom, and they're going to put something on the news. Is that the idea? So tell me about this, to search for the birth mom. Is that on your mind a lot?
No, not much.
So how come you're doing it?
I just want to find them.
What do you think you'll say if you find him? What are you curious about the most?
Why I got left on near a hospital and a theater.
So you want to ask them why?
Mm-hmm.
Are you nervous about the possibility that you might find them? Does it make you nervous at all? Tell me about that.
I don't know.
You don't know why you feel nervous, but you do.
Yeah.
So you went on TV, and then we come to the burning incident. Actually, there are two burning incidents, if I was listening carefully. So please, now we need to understand what happened there.
Okay, so I was just listening, and then the people were setting down really hot tea, and they burned like half of my elbow, and then I had to stay in the hospital. No, not the hospital, but like in the bathroom pouring cold water on my elbow for 30 minutes. And then the director of the hot orphanage got burnt between her knees and she has blisters.
Also from hot tea?
Yeah. The hot tea spilled all over me and her.
I think they need like tea handling lessons. So, did you tour all? You must have toured a lot of the country.
Yes.
Did you also go to your sister's province? You did this all together?
No, me and my mom, me and Lulan were first at China, and then my dad got there like a week before. No, 3 weeks before, and then we did all the traveling together.
That's a really cool trip. Mm-hmm. What did you think of China? What was your impression?
It was cool.
What was the coolest thing?
Great Wall of China. Mm-hmm.
What was it like to be in a country where everybody looked like you and not many people looked like your folks?
I don't know. I accidentally thought that I was in California.
What do you mean?
Well, I was on the Great Wall of China, and I was like, when are we going to get home? And I'm starving because I forgot we were on the Great Wall of China. And then there's like, what do you mean home? You mean the hotel? Wait, why are we living in a hotel? I thought this was California.
Just felt Californian up there on the Great Wall. Do you think you'd like to go back to China and visit more?
Yes, I would like to go back to China.
And if you do find your birth parents, what would you like to happen in terms of knowing them? Are they people you would like to visit regularly or just write letters? Or do you think much about, well, if I do find them, then what next?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Just kind of cross that bridge when you come to it? If you come to it?
Yeah.
Do you know a lot of other kids who were adopted from China?
Yes. I think Alicia, who's a flute player, was adopted. And then that's all I know, I think. Yeah.
Do you guys do like FCC events or the families with children from China celebrate the holidays, any of that stuff?
I think in fifth grade last year, we celebrated Chinese New Year and we got to have dumplings. And me, Caitlin, Vin, and Karina, we're both adopted, so we got to celebrate our Chinese New Year.
Oh, that's pretty cool. So you have kids around who get it. You know, it doesn't sound like you're isolated in that sense. Do kids ever ask, or did they ever ask questions when you were younger? Like my daughter, we go to the playground, even when she was like 3 years old, and there'd always be some kid at the playground looking at me, looking at Caroline, looking at me, looking at me. Is she your daughter? Did you ever get any of that?
Yes, sometimes.
And how did you handle that?
Very funny. I just say I was adopted.
Do they ever ask you questions you didn't feel like answering?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't remember.
Well, I want to thank you very much for talking to me.
You're welcome.
Okay.